So lying down and making yourself as comfortable as possible, lying on your back on a mat or a rug, somewhere that you won't be disturbed. Important that you keep yourself warm, maybe by using a blanket, and just allowing your eyes to close over. So just settling into this position. So allowing, if it's comfortable for you, both your legs to be flat on the floor, your left foot falling to the left, your right foot falling to the right, allowing your arms to be down by your side, a little distance, and allowing your palms of your hands face the ceiling, so your knuckles in some way make contact with the floor. And just taking a few moments to notice your breathing. Just noticing the movement of your breath and the sensation that this causes, the sensations that this causes. Just noticing the gentle movement of your clothing or abdomen, whatever it is. And then, in your own time, bringing your awareness to the physical sensations in your body, especially the sensation of touch, or the pressure points, if you like, where your body makes contact with the rug or the floor. So noticing those pressure points, probably heels, left and right, upper legs, buttocks, shoulders, shoulder blades, elbows. So just noticing the pressure points. And with each out-breath, just allowing yourself to soften, to let go a little bit. Just allowing the floor, the mat, to do its work. So allowing the floor to do the holding. And just lying here. It may be important to remember that we're not trying to feel any different or calm, or we're not even trying to feel relaxed. It may happen or it may not. So simply your attention here is to fall awake, and paying attention to each part of the body as we make our way through. And just bringing your awareness, bringing your mind to the physical sensation of the lower abdomen, becoming aware of the movement, changes, the pattern as you breathe in and as you breathe out. take a few moments just to feel the sensations. So just noticing. Just noticing where your mind is now and gently bringing your attention back to the abdomen. And then when you're ready, just bringing your awareness, your mind, your attention all the way down the left leg, out into the left foot, and out into the toes of the left foot. So just noticing now for a moment the big toe on the left foot. Perhaps there's no particular sensation obvious or evident. Just paying attention. So we're just being curious now to the sensation, feeling, or lack of feeling that exists in the left toe, the left foot. So, noticing any particular sensation there, tingling, warmth, or just registering a blank. And then noticing, bringing attention to the little toe on the left foot. Perhaps noticing where your toe makes contact with your clothing or the blanket. Noticing the toes in between. And then bringing attention to the sole of the left foot. To the heel of the left foot. And to the front of the left foot. Just noticing how the foot is now in its entirety. Bringing attention now to the ankle, the left ankle. Just noticing any particular sensation or feeling or change in temperature, anything that's going on or not. Then bringing attention to the left lower leg. So between the left knee and the left ankle. Just noticing where your leg makes contact with the floor. That pressure point. Noticing any particular sensations. So it's like turning the spotlight of your mind on, the arc light of your mind onto the left lower leg. Really paying attention now. Then bringing attention to the left knee. So, zooming in on the left knee. So it's like your awareness or your mind. It's like a lens, zoom lens, zooming in. So just notice whatever's going on in the left knee at this moment in time. And then bringing attention to the left upper leg. between the left knee and the left hip. So that entire area. Again, noticing the pressure point where your left upper leg makes contact with the mat or the floor. And then to the front of the left upper leg where your leg is making contact with your clothing or your, with the blanket. Just really noticing this upper left leg. And now for a moment paying attention to the left leg and the left foot in its entirety. So noticing the left foot, the left leg. And for a moment now, just comparing the left leg and left foot to the right leg and right foot. Comparing and contrasting. Perhaps there's a difference or similarity in weight or warmth. Or maybe not. And then when you're ready, bringing your attention all the way down the right leg and down to the right foot and out to the right toe. So noticing the right toe, the big toe on the right foot. So allowing your mind or your awareness to be focused on the big toe and the right foot. And perhaps there's no strong sensation or feeling there. That's okay. Just noticing that. And then bringing attention to the little toe on the right foot. So really zooming in on noticing what's happening. And the toes in between. Noticing any particular sensation or warmth or feeling. Bringing your attention now to the ball of the right foot, the arch, to where the right foot makes most contact with the floor, maybe the heel, noticing that pressure point. Noticing the front of the right foot. So just paying attention to, kind of saying hello to, your entire right foot. And then bringing attention to your right ankle. And then bringing attention to your right lower leg, so between the right knee and the right ankle. Just noticing what's happening. Contact with the floor, your clothing, the rug. So just allowing your mind to pay attention, notice just what's happening in the right lower leg. Just paying attention. And then paying attention, moving attention to the right knee. So just noticing what's happening in the right knee. And starting on the outside, maybe noticing the contact with your clothing. Or and then noticing the right upper leg, so between the hip and the knee, muscle area, Yeah, and the contact with the floor, maybe. But just paying attention to whatever sensation exists or not there. And just for a moment now, noticing the lower body, the right and left leg and feet, to the upper body. Comparing, contrasting. And for a moment now, just bringing attention to the entire pelvic region. And noticing any particular sensation or just paying attention. Bringing attention to the buttocks as they make contact with the floor. And then to the lower back, the arch of the lower back. And noticing where your mid-back makes contact with the floor. And then bringing your attention to the abdomen. Movement of the abdomen. So just trying to pay attention to the subtleties, if you like, that you notice here. And bringing attention to the upper chest. And once again, just paying attention to the movement, paying attention to what's happening in this region of the body. So perhaps focusing on the very subtle movement. In the upper body. So just paying attention, you know, where the mind will wander a thousand times. That's okay. That's normal. And when we notice the mind wandering, we just bring our attention, our awareness back to the upper body, the chest in this case. And then paying attention, bringing attention to the left hand. So, all the way out to the left hand, to the left thumb. The little finger. And the fingers in between. The palm of the hand. Just paying attention now to palm of the left hand. Any sensation, pulsation, movement. Just noticing. Then noticing where the left hand makes contact with the floor, maybe the knuckles or the. Again, just noticing that pressure point. Noticing the left wrist. And the left lower arm. Between the elbow and the wrist, the left wrist. So maybe again just noticing contact with the floor or with your clothing. And then paying attention to the more subtle movements or sensations. And then paying attention to the left elbow. And then to the left upper arm. So just noticing, zooming in on the left upper arm, paying close attention to any particular sensation or feeling, or not. Paying attention to the left shoulder, to any particular sensation or discomfort or tension that may be there, just noticing how your left shoulder is right now. That's all. And then bringing attention to all the way down to your right hand, out to your right thumb. Just noticing your right thumb, kind of saying hello to it. Noticing your right little finger and the fingers in between. Bringing attention to the palm of the right hand and just focusing in or zooming in on any movement or subtle sensation or pulsation that might be happening there. And then bringing attention to the knuckles on your right hand, perhaps where they make contact with the floor. And just giving your right hand in its entirety some consideration. Just noticing what's going on there, if there's anything going on. Bringing attention to your wrist, to your right wrist, and then to your right lower arm, so between the right elbow and the right wrist. Perhaps noticing where your right lower arm makes contact with the floor, again, clothing, whatever it is, zooming in. And then paying attention to your right upper arm between the elbow and up to the kind of shoulder. And just noticing, that's all, just noticing. Bringing attention to your right shoulder. And noticing what's happening in the right shoulder. It's okay if the mind wanders. That's what minds do. We just bring your attention back over and over again. Without judgment, with a gentleness and compassion for oneself. remembering that we're not trying to get anywhere or feel anything special. We're just learning to pay attention. And then just noticing how, where your head makes contact with the floor. Noticing that perhaps more obvious pressure point. Noticing the sensations, feeling that exists there. And bringing attention around, noticing crown of your head. Your forehead. Your eyebrows. Noticing, paying attention to how your eyes are, your nostrils, cheeks, your lips, and your chin. Just paying attention to how your face is now in its entirety, and perhaps just allowing your face just to soften on the out-breath. So with the breath going out, just allowing the face to soften, if that's possible. And now, just imagining, noticing on an in-breath, feeling or imagining the breath entering your lungs, passing down into the abdomen, into the left leg, out to the left foot, toes, out down the right leg, out to the right foot and toes, out to the left hand, the right hand. So, just imagining, as it were, your breath breathing your entire body. So it may take a few breaths or so for your breath to make it all the way down to your hands or your feet. But in your mind's eye, imagining the breath entering your nostrils, your mouth, down to the abdomen, and all the way out then to your entire body. So it's like your entire body is breathing, as it were. So breathing into the entire body, allowing the entire body to breathe. And just remaining curious to your experience. So perhaps there's a particular area of mild tension in the body. So just allowing your breath, if you can imagine your breath going to that place in your body, kind of breathing into the shoulders or right lower leg, wherever that possible tension is, just imagining the breath breathing in and breathing out. So just returning now to the breath, to the body breathing as a whole. So your entire body breathing. And with each breath, allowing the body to soften. With each breath, allowing the floor to do its job, allowing it to do the holding. Just letting go and softening. So just allowing the body to soften with each breath. Allowing the body to melt a little with each breath. Allowing the floor to do the holding. So just allowing your body to soften with each breath. And in a moment or two, I will ring the bell to indicate the transition from this sitting, lying practice. So just in advance of that, just to begin to move the body ever so gently, maybe just moving the hands and feet a little bit. And when you're ready, very gently opening over the eyes and beginning to move very slowly, being careful and being very kind and compassionate to your body, having rested or being still like this. So just taking a moment or two to begin moving a little and gently.